Doesn't add an extreme amount.
I had this week I had a similar thing with Rav Neiman Salch, that I asked him if it's true that he, when he was bar mitzvah, his father started any pasuk in all the Tanakh and he finished it, and he said no, it's not true. I didn't push. There's something to the legend. The question is, what's the detail? And he wasn't about to tell me what was the true story.
I'd be floored if he would have said yes.
If he would have said yes. Yeah, cool. No, he'll admit things to me that are.
Would you share them?
Yeah, sure. In the right time. I'm here at Sisha. In the right time.
We didn't get to go last year.
That's right. We
this year,
Blina, that we have to.
Once we have some things to ask.
Absolutely. It'd be my pleasure to do my best to arrange it. You should be well. Okay. B'siyata d'shemaya, what we're going to be doing today are, as you see in front of you, oh, here are the booklets, if you haven't received them. As you see in front of you in the booklets, three different topics. One is the topic of Mu'uberes and Meinekes, in regards to the Chiyuv Prisha Samach Levesta. That's topic number one. Topic number two is Charada. And topic number three is a very, very important topic, and that is the Chiyuv Bedika during the Onas Haveses, and the Halacha of Avar Vesta V'lo Batka. What are those Halachas? So let's, B'siyat HaShemai, pick up where we left off in Sif Zayin in the Tur, in Kuf Pei Dalet. And the Tur tells us as follows. Vimigia Vesta bime ibura mishuhukar ubra o bime minikasa shehein esrin va'arba chadoshim mishunolad havlad afilu meis havlad ein tzarech lifrosh samach levesta v'chein achar vestas muteres afal pi shelo batka. So this halacha is that umuberes emeinekes is what the Gemara describes as having a din of misulekes damin, that there is a chazaka that she will no longer bleed. So therefore, if she has a vesta, there isn't a chiyuv to be poresh samach levesta. There's no requirement. Here in the Torah, it said 24 months in regards to meinekes. Today, that is just not the metzius, that even if a woman would nurse, the doctor here is nodding his head, even if a woman would nurse for 24 months, by then her period would return. And I heard from Rav Neiman Sal Shlita that you have to say Nishtanu HaTvoim, and the din of Misulekes Damim does not apply. Speaking about Nishtanu HaTvoim, this is hot off the press. Rav Neiman Sal told me, I don't know if I mentioned this to you, could be, this is from a week ago, but Rav Neiman Sal Shlita told me that he believes that the story of Hargasha is simply Nishtanu HaTvoim as well today. That's how Rav Neiman Sal deals with the problem. We had the problem. What about women don't have a Hargasha? Does that mean she's... So Rav Neiman Sal circumvented. Last time I had the conversation with him, I thought he was just going closer with Rav Eliashiv. But this time he went even further, and he said, Nishtanu HaTvoim, and that women don't have Hargasha today, and therefore we don't have to get into all the problems that we had spoken of. No. So Nishtanu HaTvoim, and therefore she'll have a Din D'oraisa. Because
Din D'oraisa changes? Yeah. It said and
so that maybe he's taking sides in the Chakira. Maybe Rav Neiman Sal and his assumption is taking sides in the Chakira. Correct. He was not saying that all Nidos are Durabanan today.
Chakira, then, if
exactly. It's Sivir, Simon. It could be it's totally in that. Bottom line is, coming back to Meinekes, and I didn't mean to get entirely... diverted, but it was the same idea about Nishtanu HaTvoim. So as you have over here in front of you, Rav Neiman Sal told me that we say that's Nishtanu HaTvoim. It also is going to have be a nafgamina in regards to halachas of tainis, that we're makel in regards to in certain tanes and ketanim that a meinekes is exempt. So it could very well be that the meinekes whose body is already healthy, so then in such a case yesh lodun, what's going to be her status. In other words, if we saw that the dam stops because of Horea, our misparkim, etc., so yesh lodun in as far as that is concerned. Okay. We're going to get deep into the beautiful diunim in the Beis Yosef, but before we do that, let's do a little bit of housekeeping in regards to the din of Me'uberes today. Just let's cheshben what is the din of Me'uberes today. So again, the simple halacha is Mishahukar Ubra. Now the Gemara already tells us that Mishahukar Ubra is 3 months. That's Mishahukar Ubra takes 3 months. Why? That even seems to be today in the pure physical world. Is that the expression they use in America is when a woman is showing. So usually when a woman starts to show, in other words, the people notice her belly as being pregnant, usually that's around 3 months. So that was how Chazal did it. Question is, today when, back to the doctor, today when we do medical testing, and the medical testing is very, very concrete and scientific, it's very, very easy to test if a woman is pregnant. Now obviously a home pregnancy test is not going to have the same validity as a pregnancy test that's in the doctor's office, but the point is, those pregnancy tests that really, really work, will that be enough to make her a misulekes damin? So here, we go back. Yes, Shlomi?
Is there anywhere it says that the shalish v'dashim by Rober means the previous period, or means that...
Oh, that's an excellent question. It's an excellent question. Aryeh and I think we saw something that said three full months. I think we saw something that said that. So we have
maybe
to look back.
If she was carrying in a very, small way.
Right. That would, no. It's a show. Clearly it means three months. Three months. I thought I saw that three times at her vessels. Three full months. Let me say it that way. Three full months. But the fact, whether she's technically showing or not, that's not going to make a difference. Correct. That's not going to make a difference. The question is, what about a doctor saying it today? So this question is not only discussed by Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Nissim Karelitz. It goes back already to a Tshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger. Already in the time of the Rabbi Kiva Eger, there was such, the doctors thought that they had such capabilities. So if you take a look in Rav Nissim Karelitz Sefer Chutshani, page Mem Tes by Me'uberes, he says as follows: So he says that we know is a Gemara on Daf Ches in Nida. So the Gemara already said that there is, her body goes through a change. Literally, it means that she feels that her limbs are heavy, and also that causes her blood to stop shedding. Now, you and I know scientifically we describe a little differently, right? That the whole, as we learned in our introductory shiur, that menstrual bleeding is the endometrium lining shedding. And it doesn't happen anymore when a woman gets pregnant. The moment to which a woman gets pregnant, then hafuch, then the lining gets stronger and stronger to protect the baby. So it could very well be that the question of whether the time changes today is also going to be connected to this idea that it's Rosha ve'evareha kvedim. So he says as follows: Ubetoch gimel chadash rishon libura ein la dimisulekes damim ubishalos uchuvus Rabbi Kiva Eger kasev zel shon niyaz dati ha asiluk dam hu rak mishuhukar avra va'afte einenu rose b'neshei didan demiyad k'neshis abru misulekes dam v'neshtanu atvan. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, but we see that women don't bleed afterwards. So notice, Rabbi Kiva Eger doesn't talk about the doctor testing. He just says that everybody sees. A woman knows, that has a sense. Let's say she's full of morning sickness and her period has stopped. So then in such a case, maybe that's enough. So Rabbi Kiva Eger doesn't say maybe she's got it wrong. He says as follows: Ha'isa ve'achas me'uberes shehukar ubra v'lo nizkar remez b'achrem shelididan apelo hukar ubra kein. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says there's nothing doing 3 months, full 3 months, and nothing less than that. And Rav Nissim Karelitz then adds, and even today, Bedarkei Refuah, we know that we could do it, we could check it, still Rabbi Kiva Eger's psak still applies. Why? So he says exactly what Rav Nevin Sal Shlita told me, and that is, he says that at the end of the day, it could very well be Da'ad gimel chadosh and adayin hashpah sa'uber eina maspekes l'silu kadonim. It could very well be that the effect, the fetus, is not large enough to remove all of the bleeding. So Rav Neventhal basically said to me, yeah, it's true that in general there isn't a bleeding because of endometrium lining, but it doesn't mean that there isn't any blood that's coming out of the uterus. up until that time. So Chazal say until the Uba reaches a certain status, so then a stage, so then in such a case, then the bleeding is going to continue. Because remember, what did we say was with the reason that the bleeding stopped? Chazal didn't say the endometrium lining. Chazal said, Rosha ve'vera kvedim aleha. That's the reason. So it could very well be that it only takes a while for Rosha ve'vera kvedim aleha, and then the blood that comes out, even though it's not the normal blood that comes from the uterus, in such a case, it could very well be that they paskin, that the halacha is that one would be machmir for the first 3 months until there is a test. I remember that I had learned other opinions as well. It took me a while to find it, but it makes sense that when I got to Eretz Yisrael, I kept on hearing very, very strongly what Rav Nevensal said, Rav Nissim Karel, it's based on Shuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger, but I realized that I was coming from America, so the Morad Asra of America, Rav Moshe Feinstein, that's why I was under the impression of a different way. I'm not sure, Aryeh, if when we were expecting your wife, whether we followed this Rav Nissim Karel. So it could be that we were under the impression more about Ramesha's approach. So if you take a look in Igros Moshe, it took me a while to find this, but in Igros Moshe, Chelek Gimel, Simin Nun Beis, basically Ramesha disagrees partially with Rabbi Kiva Eger. If you take a look in Simin Nun Beis Aleph, it's the second page within the Igros Moshe. So there he says, Hine Ra'isi, he has a whole shul about this, and he says, Hiner Isi Bechus Rabbi Kivegar, Vafte Nin Ros and Shidam Yakish and Sam Select the Sam Shana Matvaim, the Chazin of Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Peites, Kuf Tzadi, Shavi'in and Hukar Rubra. So Rabbi Kivegar says, we don't see that Chazal changed it. Vihine Nela Mimenu Habach, Vagamano de Yehuda, that he quotes earlier, Shesavish Shesokan Al Zelam Maisa, Afladvarim Chamurim. Vikol Shekain Le'in Hegia Vesis, Velo Botka, Velo Argisha, Shiesh Lahakel, De Eno Osir Da Raisa. So basically Ramesha says that even though we're going to see shitos that say that if a woman passes her veses and she doesn't check, she's asura labaila, says Ramesha, if it's within 3 months and the doctor says that she's already ubra, you could be meiko. He says, but the one thing that we should continue still being machmer about is in regards to bedikos, because it's efshar Levar. So Ramesha is a different world, and I think in America there are those who follow differently. I remember the first time years and years ago when I had this discussion with Nemzal, I was taken back how black and white he was about it, that he was like, of course, you wait 3 months, Davar Pasha, full 3 months, and so on. So Kanireh, Nahara, Nahara, Upashte, there are two different positions in terms of Lemaisa today. Again, I think Rov Poskim are not like Ramesha, but obviously if the Rabbanim in America continue to follow Ramesha's Derech, definitely there's more than Yesh Lehem Al Milas Moch. Okay. The tour continues in Sif Ches, and this gets us into the bowels of a fascinating discussion about the relationship between the din of Isha Shaisa Nechves B'machva and the din of Ibura Emeinekes. The first two of our topics are the exceptions, and then we're going to get to the rule. Actually, last time I taught it, I taught the rule, and then I taught the exceptions. But I figured everybody's learning so well, continue learning Keseder and go Keseder. But Sif Tes is going to be the rule. The rule is the requirement for a woman to check, and if she doesn't check, maybe she's going to be Asr Labayla. So the second exception to the rule is Isha Shaisa Nechvas B'machva. The Gemara describes that a woman who goes into hiding because of a fear of an enemy. This is the Gemara in Daf Lamed Tes. The Gemara says, V'igia Vesta, so then the Gemara says also that she has Misalekes Dama, that she is Tahora, the Gemara says. The Beis Yosef quotes it 6 lines in, because there's a Chazaka that the Charada is Misalekes Hadami. Now here, though, we have a very strange psak from the Tur, which is based on Kadmonim. So the Tur continues, and he says what we would not expect, the Gemara, we would not expect. He says, Choshesh lo afilu hayilo veses kavua. So the Torah gives a split psak. When it comes to Me'uberes, the halacha is that you don't have to be Poresh, and if, once the Vesis, of course, passes, she's mutter to her husband. But when it comes to Nechves B'machve, he says, L'chatchila, you should be Poresh. However, Avrayom V'lo Batka Muteres, Shecharada Misalekes Hadam. The Charada is Misalekes the Damim. So here, the problem is that L'chura, one would have expected the two dinim to go together. And just like by Mu'beres, the halacha is that she's mutter and she doesn't have to be Poresh, you would expect that Nechvos B'machva. And the Gemara told us that in both of those cases, there's a chazaka that they're Mesulekes Damim. So why would there be a difference between the two? That question, in my humble opinion, the Beis Yosef really doesn't answer in a very, very convincing way. What we're going to do is see how the Beis Yosef develops it for about 15 lines. We'll leave off with the Beis Yosef's kasha. He gives a teretz, but his teretz is quite hard to understand. And we're going to see that most of the Nosei Kelim don't go with the Derech of the Beis Yosef, even though the Beis Yosef paskins like this distinction in the Torah. Nachamal, again, the distinction is that by Mu'beres, you don't have to be Poresh, and if it passes, she doesn't need to check. When it comes to Machva, then in Nechves V'Machva, then in such a case, they're supposed to be Poresh, but once it passes, you could be Mako. So what's behind all this? So let's pick up in the Beis Yosef in Ches and Dibra Maskelvar Rajba. The Rajba does a great job summarizing. Just the Rajba is going to leave us off with a difficulty. The Rajba says, Hadi Isa Perakama Denida. So he says that we have that Gemara by Mu'beres. The Gemara says, Boy Minei Hu Samer Rabbi Yochanan, Higia Eis Vesta Bimei Ibura. So if the Vestas comes when she's pregnant, Mao Aliba demand Amar Vestos to Raisa Mai Boy Bidika. O Dilma Kimu de Mel Misalak and Lo Boy Bidika. So the Gemara is saying that they're asking according to Mando Amar Vestos to Raisa. Amalei Tinitua. Rabbi Meir Aimer. So the Gemara itself equates it, because Rabbi Meir said him Hoysa B'machba. Taima Di'ika Charada. So you have to be Machmir. You could be Mekil when it comes to Charada. Leka Charada. V'igia Vesla Latka Tmeya. Alma Vestos to Raisa. So Gemara at this stage says that a few things. Number one, the Gemara equates that you could be Mekil by a Mu'beres, that she doesn't have to be Polish Samach Levesta, just like Nechvas B'machva. And then the Gemara says, but if you hold Vestos Arda Raisa, then if the period passes and she doesn't check, the period that you expect the period to come, and she doesn't check, so then in such a case, she's going to be Tmeya. So the Rajba says as follows. He concludes based on this. Taima diika charada lekarvi gives alma vesta rice v'kimen diika charada damel misulakim v'lo by medika hachanami damel misulakim v'lo by medika v'kasa al zeh alma svir l'Rabbi Yochanan d'meuberes misulakas damim v'afilu agil v'asvesta ein choshishla v'afilu chatchila ein tzricha medika. So what comes out is that you don't require medika for both Nechvas B'machla and Mu'beres, and the two go together. And the Gemara already quoted it. So therefore, if you skip down to Aval Kasha, the Beis Yosef asks the following Kasha.
What does the Rajba say?
The Rajba says two things. He says that the din of Mu'beres will be learned from Nechvas B'machla, and he says what emerges from the Gemara is that she's a Mesulekes Damim, and you don't have to be afraid that she's going to bleed, you don't have to be Poresh, and you don't even need Bedika afterwards. And then I added one more thing that's setting up what we're going to learn down the line, is if, however, you're talking about a regular woman, and Vestos Ardo Raisa, so then in such a case, then she's going to need a Bedika, and if she doesn't do a Bedika, then she's going to be Asura, because we have to be Choshesh, that the Dam came. That's what the Rajba says in the Torah Sabbais.
You say regular woman as opposed to
a Mu'beres or Nechvas B'macha. Right, that's what I mean. Okay.
Baruch Ato Adonai Elohim Melech Olam Shehakol Nehyeh B'dvaro. Rashba says that neither one has a chiyuv prisha.
That's right, neither one. Asks the Beis Yosef, Aval Kasha, he asks Aval Kasha. So he says, it's difficult that there are those who disagree with the Rashba, Who disagrees with the Rashba and the Torah's Habayis? The Torah. The Torah said that if it's Nechvas B'machva, then you have to be Porish. Frek the Heilige Beis Yosef, Aval Kasha, the Kivin the Midin Haisa Machva Pashtil Mehu Beres, Lo Boi Bedika, Kivin the Medo Mehu Salakis, Me'acha Shikas Rabbeinu, the Mehu Beres, Sein Tzarech Lefrosh Menu, Sein Tzarech Lefrosh Menu, Sein Tzarech Lefrosh Menu, Hachi Havilei Livsuk, Haisa Me'machva Lechatchil, Nami Yin Tzarech Lefrosh Menu Vesta. So he says, why is Hosa Mechvas B'machva any different? So far so good, Rabbosai, no Jew will be left behind. Good? So he says as follows, V'tzarech Lomar, Rabbeinu Sovar, so the Beis Yosef answers, Afagav Damrinam Bo, he says that you could read that Gemara as being Bidiyeved. In other words, the Gemara says you could be Mekel by Nechvas B'machva. Look back at the Lashon that the Rajba quoted. Boy mine Ahu Saba, all the way back to the Rajba, Dibar Masala Rajba. Ahu Saba Mirab Yechne, Higia Eis Vesta Bimei Bura Mahu. What's the halacha? So you could read that Gemara being, the Gemara is asking, if it passed, so then in such a case, Do you have to be machmir? So then the halacha is everybody agrees you could be mekel both when it comes to nechvas b'machva and muberes. But who says that when it comes to beforehand the chiyuv prisha that there's going to be a difference between the two? That's what the Beis Yosef says. But ultimately the Beis Yosef realizes that his answer is not enough. Skipping a few more lines in the Beis Yosef, v'im taimar. Everybody have Vim Taimar is at the end of Sif Ches in the Beis Yosef and Kuf Peidal. Vim Taimar, Im Kain, Heich Pasak Rabbeinu de Meuberes Lechatkila Nami and Tzarech Lefrosh Menes Anach Levesta. But the Gemara equated Meuberes and Machba and the woman who goes into hiding. So at the end of the day, how could the Torah, even if the Torah is going to say the Gemara is Bidiyeved, so then the Torah should be Machmir both by Meuberes and Machba. So therefore, the Beis Yosef leaves. Asks a strong kasha. He gives an answer, but his answer is very hard for me to even formulate. And ultimately, as I mentioned, the poskim are not going to go with the Beis Yosef's teretz. So that's how we're ready to open up the Shulchan Aruch. Let's begin. Says the Holy Mechaber, Kuf Pei Dalet, Sif Zayin, Imigia Vesta Bimei Vura, Mishuhukar Ubra Obimei Minikasa Shem Choftal Chadashim. So we discussed already the scope of pregnancy and the scope of nursing. So then the halacha is, even if Mishnah Davlad, Afil Meis Vlad, Ein Tzarech Lifrosh, Ez Nochi, V'Prisho Samach Levesta, V'Afil B'Toch Vesta Muteres B'Lo B'Dikas. So that is clear. The problem is Sif Ches, and how do you fit Zayin and Ches together? Because in Ches we learn, Hoysa Nechves B'm Nachva, Mipnei Pachad, V'Giyah Shas Vesta, Ein Choshesh Eslo. So, you know what happened? The Beis Yosef, I think he himself knew that he had his teretz was difficult. And the Beis Yosef left off with this tzarachiyot. And so therefore he equates the two. He says the two are hainu hach. In other words, the Gemara equated them, and he goes against the Torah. That's very fine, because the derech of Moran HaBet Yosef, he'll go like the Rambam and the Rif against the Rosh. And so the son of the Rosh, the Tur, differentiates between the two, but it's a Beferish Gemara to equate them. And so the Beis Yosef, even though he worked hard, right? This is a raya. You work hard even on a shita you don't paskin like. It's not chas v'chalil bittul Torah. It's work hard on a shita that you don't paskin like. So the Beis Yosef spent 100 lines working on it, and he gives it teretz. He doesn't paskin like his own teretz. The problem is the Ramah. He says, no, if it's a woman who went into hiding, so then the halacha is, in regards to her requirement to be poresh, so then you have to be machmir. When could you be mekel? That if the period already passed, so then in such a case, ava lechatchila, tzricha bedika, lechatchila, she's going to need a bedika. So the Ramah seems to come up with a dichotomy. So here, there are 1, 2, 2.5 terutzim.
What does the Ramah say in contrast to the Shulchan Aruch?
So the Ramah says as follows. The Ramah says that you should lichatchila, if your wife had a vesas before she becomes pregnant, so then in such a case, you should be poresh on those on those vestos.
From the virus.
What's that? I'm sorry. That wasn't accurate. In a case where she's nechvas b'machva, a woman, start again, a woman who goes into hiding, so then in such a case, then even though normally we say she's mesulekas damim, but l'chatchila they should be poresh.
And the
Shulchan Aruch said, you don't have to. Shulchan Aruch said, you don't have to. Let's see everything. No such thing as Torah Shebal Peh. Let's see everything inside. Ha'isa nechvas b'machva, mepnei pacha, v'giyashas vesta, einecho sheshislo. The Mechaber said, there's no problem. The Ramah says, you could only be makil if the vest has passed. Then you could say, even though she didn't check, she's tahora below bedika. But, l'chatchila, the halacha is that they need to be Porish. So the question is that the Gemara equated the halachas of Meuberes and Nechvas b'machva. So why is it that l'chatchila we're going to be machmir? So I said we have 2.5 terutzim. We're going to have the teretz of the Taz, we're going to have the teretz of the Shach, and the Achronim build the teretz of the Shach with an added maramokum. So let's see the teretz of the Taz. The Taz has a nice, acute teretz. The Taz says as follows. The Taz has a svara. Not a lumdish svara, but a cute svara. Cute's not the right word. A sharp observation. That would be the word. So the Taz says, Ulaniyas daiti nirin advarin kipshutan. The gabe siluk domim mishum pachad ikalamecha shema bosa shah teshetizakik lebala yetzea pachad meliba. Hopefully, Mirtz Hashem, for those of you who are married and those of you who are not married, Mirtz Hashem, in the right time, you will be a calming force in your wife's life. That's a very, very important role that a husband has. So, when it comes to nechvas b'machva, it's true, if God forbid it's a woman's in state of war, then war is surrounding her, God forbid, so then in such a case, that could deeply affect her hormonal cycle, it could affect her menstrual period. And therefore, Chazal say, once it's going to affect her menstrual cycle, so then the halacha is that she's considered a mesulekes. We consider her a mesulekes dam. However, even though we're going to say that she's a mesulekes damim, that means that if her period passes, there's no reason to believe that her period came. But what happens if she's with her husband and her husband is with her during a time of war? Her husband might calm her down and her period might come back because it was the fight or flight that caused the change in her menstrual period. By the way, the little of the neuroscience that I know backs this up, right? Fight or flight is all about having a very strong secretion of hormones, etc. And so what happens is that could affect her period. But if she calms down again, so when she's with her husband, so then it could be that her period, if it's now the time her period's going to come, it might come back. In contrast to a woman who becomes pregnant. What happens when a woman becomes pregnant? It doesn't make a difference whether she has a supportive husband or chas v'chelilah doesn't have a supportive husband. At the end of the day, her rosha are avei vera kvedim, and that causes her period to stop. So whether she's with her husband or not, it's not going to change what's going on inside her. So that's a very nice svara for the Taz, a sharp observation. And therefore, what emerges is as follows. Explains the Taz, we have the following halacha. When it's meuberes, so whether she's with her husband or she's not, then she's mesulekes damim. And therefore, they don't need to be poresh samach levesta, and if the vestas passes, we don't have to assume that there was blood. However, if she's nechves b'machva, let's start in a way that's similar to meuberes. It's similar to meuberes, that if she's not with her husband, so then in such a case, then we have to, she's in a state of fight or flight, she's mesulekes damim, as the Gemara tells us, and then in such a case, there's no reason to believe that she's going to have her period. However, if we're talking about the question of whether she's allowed to be with her husband, so now the chash is as follows, that once she's going to be with her husband, she's going to calm down. If she's going to calm down, so then in such a case, we have to be choshish that the period is going to come back. So that's the Taz's teretz. We're going to see, when we see the later achronim, that you can ask an interesting kasha on the Taz, but this is the Taz's way of reconciling Sif Zayin and Sif Ches. No jewel be left behind. So far, so good. Any clarification necessary? Good, Rabosai? Okay, this is the Taz's Teretz. The Shach in Sifkatan Chaf Aleph gives another Teretz. His Teretz is that the state of Misulekes Damim between a Meuberes and a Meinekes versus Nechles V'machla is different. V'lo Dami, says the Shach in Chaf Aleph, V'lo Dami L'Meuberes U'Meinika T'Besamach T'Afil Chatchil and Sricha B'dika D'Meuberes U'Meinekes Chazinan D'Domei Misulekes. Everybody knows that pregnant and nursing women don't have siluk dam. Avol haisa b'machva lo baralan kulei hai. But nechvas b'machva was the state of safek. Ditehei misulekes dam. The chazina kama nashim afal gav da b'machva lo yushanu es tafkidam. So he says it's a weaker state, and since it's of misulekes damim, so therefore post facto you could be Mekel, prior you have to be Machmir, Vamevin Yavin, that would be Shema Meis Lo Chayshin, Shema Yomus Chayshinan. It will fit in very well with that idea, and that's how the Shach answers. I found, courtesy of Rav Vosner, that the Meiri already said this idea. If you take a look in the booklet, the Miri on Daf Tes Amid Beis, or Daf Ches Amid Beis, excuse me, says as follows. The Miri points out that this phenomenon of Charada being Misulekes V'damim, the Gemara points out, has Charada could do different things. Trauma could do different things to the body. So says the Miri in Dibar Maskla, Afa Charada Misulekes V'damim, V'kol Sha'isa B'machva Machmas Karkom olistem v'giyashas vesel v'lo batka v'lo rasa muteres me'osa yom ve'elech. Af al pi shashar nashim asurah shetivdo u'mikol makom. Here the Meiri already takes the position of the tour. Av zu l'chatchila choshesh yom ve'eses. But this one still, even though if her period passes, shema meis lo chayshinan, nevertheless, if it's prior, there are times that it causes the blood to come faster. The Gemara differentiates between two different types of, I don't want to misuse this word, but I'm using it just because it's so common. Two different types of trauma. If there is the trauma of constantly being in hiding, so then in such a case, then it's misulekes damim. If, however, it's something that happens suddenly, a immediate scare, so then in such a case, the Gemara says that it could do the opposite. It could cause the dam to come. So it comes along, so it turns out that the Beis Yosef and the Shach were already mechaving to the Meiri. I don't know all the Meiri's in Nida. This is courtesy of Rav Vosner's Zatzal. The Rav Vosner points out that this Shach could be explained with the Meiri, Dahainu, that works as follows. The Gemara equates them, Nechvas B'machlam and Muberes, presumably for what the Beis Yosef said, that is post facto, that afterwards. But the Gemara never meant to equate prior. Why would we say that the Gemara doesn't mean to equate prior? Answer being, not the Taz's answer, but the answer of the Meiri, that's the 2.5, in other words, the Shach, plus a much deeper bayer from the Meiri, and that is that the Charada, the Shach just said the Charada is different. So the Meiri explains why Charada is different. There are times that Charada will cause Misulekes Damim, and times that Charada will bring about the Dam. So prior, we have to be Machmer, because we're not sure. We don't know exactly what's going on. Could very well be that simultaneously in time of war, she's having sudden pachad, and she's having long-term pachad. So it's almost a contradictory thing. And go figure out a woman's hormones in general. Kal v'chomer. In this type of situation, it's even more difficult. So therefore, we have this distinction, lahalacha. Okay, so that's the Shach with a much deeper bayer. I photocopied for you Rav Vosner, but you could look it up on your own. We saw it in the Meiri's holy words, and that's more than we need. In terms of halacha, lemaisa, shamati mi moiri v'rabi Rav Nevin Sal Shlita, in terms of lemaisa, that he remembers then in 1948, now in 1948 he was 13 years old, so I don't know who was discussing with him neither Shilas, but he told me that he remembers that the psak was given that the women that women do not have to be choshesh for their vestas. So dahainu, in other words, they paskined in 1948 kuf pei dalet sifches applied. In other words, for the Ramah, it only was that you didn't that you would post facto they didn't have to check. And for I would imagine it could very well have been the way he was remembering it is it would be it would follow along the lines of Svardim versus Ashkenazim. Evansal told me that his mother took her his sister out of the bed one night when the shelling was bad, and a few minutes later a rocket landed in his daughter in his sister's bed. Her life was spared. That's how serious it was. Rav Yashiv lost a daughter. You know that? Rav Yashiv lost a daughter. During the shelling, how's it go? Yeah, it makes sense. Rav Yashiv lost a daughter in 1948. And it was Rebetzin Kanievsky lost a sister. I think she even remembered that during the shelling in 1948. So I asked Rav Nevinzal if the same applied during the Persian Gulf War, and that would be Nafkaminas Ladavonenu. Unfortunately, the last couple of years in Steirot and so on and so forth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should protect all of our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael. And he said, Ulai. He thought that it was Pasha. It's not clear to me whether he heard this psak when he was 13 years old or this was what he was told afterwards, but he said that very clearly. Yes?
Yeah, I just, in addition to the Shandish
Shamayamas, mm-hmm.
Has a connotation of, you know, for anything which is, has a shame suffix, you need to have no lidus suffix for that. If it's a lidus suffix, you have to be moshish. But after the fact, it's a different thing. It's not, it has nothing to do.
Right,
it's
right.
It goes into like standard.
Nachon. In other words, Prisha is what Natan has been advancing during Seder is that Prisha might be a din that you have to be Porish, and that din of Prisha is that the Torah said you have to be Porish. And we don't take statistics as much into account. So you have to be a full Mesulik Domim out of self. That is 0% of the
chance. Helps in a different way explain why we might.
Even if it's science, the doctor says, right?
Because you need a status. Because the Kuli Amma, even in science, the first period, no one's gonna know.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The first one she misses, the first test.
Right. That's.
So then, at what point does she now receive a status?
Right. Shomea. Yes, Shlomi.
Is the Taz being mechalek between Prisha and other genu vessels like this?
I think everybody is. In other words, dahainu, let's spell out. Oh, now you just reminded me something. So let's just review the basics. The Taz is explaining why you'll have to be machmir beforehand, but afterwards you could be mekel. In other words, you can't be, the husband and wife can't be together. They have to be poresh. But post facto, she's going to be muteris to her husband even without a bedika. That's what the Taz is explaining. That halacha.
He's not saying that the whole Reza,
correct.
The reason why the Haredah is not like a gold medal Mizulak Zaman,
right,
is because it's likely to end because of the husband being with the wife.
Saying
that, you mean,
yeah. Right. He's not saying that. He's just saying that.
Agreeing with, meaning the same way the Miri and the Shach described polyistic Reza as the Mizulak Zaman.
Correct.
Of Haredah, he's saying the same thing, except he's saying a specific reason.
Correct. I did see that Rav Nissim Karelitz also said something similar. He quotes the Taz. He said, take a look in Chut Shani, page Nun Aleph, the first column, Dibar Maschil Taz, Sifkot Nyud Aleph. He then asks a nice kasha on the Taz. Let's just read inside. Biur, Dahada Sru L'Shamesh Bonavesta Kishi B'Charada. When she has the opportunity to relax with her husband, then she'll become tame. Amnam, says Rav Nissim, svaras hataz mahani rak l'isr tashmish. The svar of the taz will only remove the isr tashmish. Akash l'fizeh datur v'arama kasu degam tzricha b'dika l'chatchila afilu kishiyesh adayim pachat. But according to the Torah in the Ramah, so then she's going to need, because what did the Ramah say? V'yeshom dafkim over avesu lo batu lo gishu Torah. Aval l'chatchila tzricha b'dika. But she needs a b'dika during that veses. It's only afterwards you could be makel. So asks Rav Nissim Karelitz, wait a second. If the vart is that the reason why we could be makel is because when she's with her husband, so then she's going to calm down. So why does she even need a bedika? She shouldn't even need a bedika. The point is, in other words, if you know the woman is with her husband, she's calming down. Maybe the answer is that only after tashmish then she'll calm down. Maybe that's the teretz, but that doesn't work either, because the shaila is beforehand, before tashmish. So, or you say, well, if they know that they're going to have tashmish, then in such a case, it's a hard thing to pin down. So that's his kashi. What you asked reminded me of that. Yeah. They say when you remind a rebbe, it reminds me of something that they said that Reb Chaim loved Reb Isser Zalman. As a Talmud. So he said, when I speak with Reb Isser Zalman in learning, he says, he opens up the pipes of Havana in my head. That always stuck with me, that melitza that they say over from Reb Chaim. In other words, there's people you enjoy speaking and learning with that just, they stimulate your way of thinking. Yes, Sam, go ahead.
The Chut Shani for giving us far for why would be Mekel B'di'evet by Echarada is that Bidi Evid, once there was already no Hargasha, so then you're relying with Dover to assume the Vados that the vessels did
correct.
We are Choshesh on some level that it could happen.
Yafe. That would be another svara of the difference between before and after. Yafe. Okay. We're now ready for topic number three, the biggest topic of today, and that is the Chiyuv of Bidika after and during a Vessas. Yes, Rabin Tan. To answer the kasha, the last kasha we asked on the Taz?
Yeah, just like I said, I think it's a simple answer.
Which ice in the Gilead Mar Show?
I don't think I have the same one that I've read.
I might have a ches. V'chein be'ena mishameshes? Yes. Yeah, he's addressing it, right. V'chein be'ena mishameshes, dilma yetze pacha meliba, be'eza rega.
The Taz doesn't spell that out explicitly there. I think that would be the simple answer.
Right.
Like, once you have a Taz,
so what does that mean? In other words, when the Ramah said of l'chatchila tzricha bidika is only if
because maybe she, you know, maybe there was a moment where she broke, maybe her pachat broke for a moment.
And similar to the way the Meir says it's unreliable,
it's a different way. The Taz's way is that if there's pachat, she's going to be misalekis. If there's not pachat, then she won't be misalekis. It'll just stop, like start and stop. So theoretically, once you say that, maybe there's a moment, like we know for sure
bringing down her being with the bottle is like the most likely example of that.
That for sure we have to.
So according to this, he's giving an ukimta according to the Taz. The Hainu, that if they had tashmish, then there wouldn't be a chiyuv to be bodek. Is that what comes out?
What?
No.
So, and certainly there should be a chiyuv.
Rabbi, I don't understand. But didn't we just say that tashmish is going to remove the pachad, or it's just an it's just like Shlomi said, it doesn't get over. All right, well, let's talk after in the base Hanish. I don't understand Adasov how it answers Rav Nissim's kasha. Okay, it's fine the way it is. All right, now let's keep on moving, Rabbi Osei. In the Tur Sif Tes, we have the very important sugya in regards to the chiyuv of bedikas. The Tur continues. V'daf kahani, these are the exceptions. I will call isha da alma, shegiya vesta v'lo batka asura ad shetivdo. In general, a woman when her Vesas comes and she doesn't check, then she's usher to her husband. But if she checks and she's clean, we don't consider her vaday tame. She checks and she finds herself tahor, she's going to be tahor. Now, there is a very basic question that one could ask, is what type, and this is a critical question, and that is, but I'm going to leave this critical question till the end, or towards the end, and that is, what type of woman are we talking about? Are we talking about a woman that has a veses, or a woman that doesn't have a veses? Okay? So that is actually very, very vague. It's very, very vague. So we're going to leave that all the way to the end, even though, basically, the question I'm asking is, do these halachos apply to 5% of the women today, or 95% of the women today? So, okay. But we're learning in terms of Avana first. And then we make sure that we get to all of halacha l'maisa, the siyata d'shmaya. But just leaving that issue aside, because that's not the issue that the Beis Yosef is going to discuss. There'll be a lot of speculation in what the Beis Yosef is saying. So this is this halacha. What's the background of this halacha? Let me just give a little bit of background. And then from the Beis Yosef, and then I'll take your question, Sam. So the Beis Yosef in Tes Aleph quotes the Rajba, who quotes the Gemara Adef Tav Zayin that we've already photocopied in the past. Let's see that Gemara again. Isha Sheyesh Laveses. By the way, here the Gemara is Beferish talking about an Isha Sheyesh Laveses. V'igia Eis Vesta V'lo Batka V'lo Rasar V'lo Ezar Mitzmei Nida Rishua Amar Tibadeg. Rishua says that the halacha is that she should check. Now, as the Beis Yosef develops, Yodua, Talach Rabbi Yeshua, Legabe Relezer, Vachacham, Legabe Rabbi Meir. So we paskin like Rabbi Yoshua. So the halacha is that she needs to check. Says the Beis Yosef, and Tosos, on Tevzayin Amid Aleph, I believe we saw that Tosos inside, we've mentioned this Tosos, that in the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, by Isha that has a Vesas that she didn't check, and then she checks afterwards. In other words, she didn't check during her Vesas, but she checked afterwards. Let's assume she checks almost immediately afterwards. So then, you could be Mekel, because we hold Vesos are Derabbanon. So the way the Beis Yosef sets it up, this is Marana Beis Yosef the whole way through, sets it up that over here, Vesos are Derabbanon, so Lechatchila you need to check. But if you don't check, so then in such a case, you could be Mekel because Vestos Derabbanon. If you hold Vestos Deraisa, then the ball game would have been a totally different ball game. Again, Vamevin Yavin, according to Noda Behuda and so on, how are they going to work it? Are they going to work it through? Yesh Ladin, it becomes...
That's only Prisha.
What's that?
That's only for Prisha.
Exactly. Correct. That's the Yisod, that we said that when it comes to the Noda Behuda, you only have to be Parish beforehand, but afterwards, that's going to come back to Shema Meis Lo Chayshina. Okay, so far so good in the Beis Yosef. Clear, Rabosai? Beautiful. Yes?
We say a woman with or without a Vesas. What does a woman with mean Vesas Kavua?
Yeah, when I said with or without a Vesas, I mean a with or without a Vesas Kavua. Keep on asking me clarification questions. Sometimes, a lot of times I'll get excited about an idea. Stop me and ask me to clarify.
So
yeah.
When the Gemara said a woman with a Vesas, that means a Vesas Kavua.
Correct. That's I mentioned to you there is a Machlokas Achronim, whether the tour is talking about also only Machmir for a Vesas Kavua or not, you and I are correct to point out that the Gemara was only explicitly talking about a woman with a Vesas Kavua. That's the Mashmos. Okay. But now there's another wrinkle. Ad kan divrei harajba, but the Ran disagrees. If you take a look, halfway through in my edition, there are two paragraphs for Tes Aleph in the Beis Yosef. One starts Vidafka, the other Vikasaf. A little bit towards the end of Vidafka, he quotes a Ran and Shuas. Avo Ran Kasaf Perik Shein the Shuas Ahad Sanya Chamarim VaPoalim Nishem Lem Becheskes Tahara Dilodas Harifa Rambam Nihide B'Shas Vesta Boy Bedika. Mikol makom im avar vesas v'lo batka v'lo regisha tahora b'lo bedika. So the Ran says explicitly that the halacha is that once a worker comes home to his wife, she's becheskas tahara. We'll discuss the details of that down the line, And the Ran explicitly states, and velo boy bedika, and she doesn't require bedika at all. This is the position of the Ran. And you could definitely argue that that's the mashmos of the Gemara, as the way Tosas had said it. That Tosas had said that vestos are derabbanan, so then in such a case, a woman is considered tahora after the chiyuv of prisha. However, the Rajba above doesn't say it that way. The Rajba says, concludes his words in the Teres Habayis, umi unire de lechatchila sricha livdok b'shas vesas. Lechatchila, she's going to need bedika. In other words, that lechatchila, they should try to do bedika to verify that she is tahora. Who did the tour paskin like? The Beis Yosef concludes this paragraph by saying, "V'rabbein v'sasam dvar of kedasa tosa rajba," that the tour said that the halacha is leobatka asura. She's aser ad shetivdo. She's going to be aser until she checks. So when Aryeh and I were learning, I thought that maybe this, what's this machlokas? This machlokas is the following. Maybe we could suggest that the machlokas is whether bedika is a function of the mitzvah of izartem b'nei Yisrael mitumasam. In other words, part of the mitzvah to be zohir b'Yisrael mitumasam is that you should make sure that and do a bedika to make sure that she's tahora. But if that passes, so then you either are mekayim the mitzvah or you weren't mekayim the mitzvah. There are different madregas of izartem b'nei Yisrael mitumasam. There are different levels of mahadrin, right? So there's different levels of mahadrin when it comes to nida. It's the same thing. There's no difference between the two. As Moreno Rav Miller Shlita points out, if the food is kosher in Eretz Yisrael if it has ashkacha. But there are different levels of mahadrin. So too, the couple separated, they were mekayim the dinei d'oraisa. But so and that's what they did. They're mekayim the dinei. Then there's a mahadrin to do a bedika, and that's one thing. Or do you say more than that? Or you say that the halacha is that part of izarta b'nei Yisrael mitumasam is that she's aser until she does a bedika. So that will be the two deos over here. That there is a lechatchila a bedika to the point that the Torah says that she's going to be asura. Maybe Rabbi Rav Nevensal gave a different hagdara. His hagdara was kol ma de efshar levarer mevarer. That the Rajba holds that anything that you're able to be mevarer, you should try to be mevarer. Ein achanami, she's muteres. But since lechatchil muteres meikur dedina, but if it's efshar to be mevarer, so in such a case you should be mevarer. So either you make it a lamdasha machlokis the way we said it, or you say it the way Rav Nevensal said it, but either way, we have this big machlokas rishon. That's step aleph in the tour. We're already ready to go to the Shulchan Aruch. Comes along the Mechaber, and the Mechaber says in Kuf Pei Dalet Tes, he says as follows, Shar Noshim Tzrichos Bedika Kishiga Veses. All other women do require bedika. Avar Veslo Batkol Argisha Tahora Below Bedika. V'yeshomrim shasura. And there are some who say that she's going to be asura. Who's that? Tur, Taisis, and the Rajba. Who is the first Deya? Yudalid, the Ran. So, how does it work in Shulchan Aruch? It's a stam, v'yeshomrim. Asura ashetivdok im yeshal vesas, kavua. Nachamal, I read that too fast. Shasura ashetivdok. In a case of a woman who has a vesis kavua, oshu yom shloshim afal pisheinu kavua. Or we're talking about a woman who doesn't have vesis kavua, but she does have what we call an ona beinanis. So a woman who has the ona who doesn't have vesis kavua, she also has to be choshesh for the ona beinanis.
What did the Shulchan Aruch say before the Yesh
Omrim? He said that the halacha is that she needs bedika. Everybody agrees that she needs bedika. But if Avra Aves is full of vodka, she's muteres
Labaila. So, how are we knowing? So we're knowing, like the Rama said, us Ashkenazim. I didn't check Tarat HaBayit, I didn't check Chacham Avadya, but knowing Chacham Avadya's Klalim, what do we know? The Chacham Avadya goes Stam and Yeshomrim, so presumably there's a big difference over here between Svaradim and Ashkenazim. That when it comes to Svaradim, the halacha would be that L'chatchila she should check. There's the way we were magdir, it's a mitzvah to check, but there's no Iser involved. There's no Iser that comes along without checking. But for Ashkenazim, there she be Aser until she checks. Okay. Now, this Iser will actually get compounded by the Shach. In other words, leave it to us Ashkenazim that we're Machmir, and that Chumrah creates a much bigger Chumrah. In other words, there's this Chumrah that you have to check. Okay, that's one Chumrah. But now we're going to be introduced to a much bigger Chumrah. So far, so good, Rabbi Osai? Clear? So it comes along the Shach. Here's the bigger Chumrah. Comes along the Shach in Sif Chav Gimel, and he says, Kasa Beisiyos Meshbos HaPoskim, Da Filu Ichro Zman Kam Achar Veses, Kivan Shebotko Matza Torah Tahora. So the Beis Yosef says, even according to stringent positions, who say that you have to check after the Veses, that it's not just that there's a mitzvah Mizatim Yisrael Tumasam to check during that time, or a Mahadrin during that time, but it's also Aser. It's also Aser. So if that's so, that's also Aser, so then I have the following question. What happens if she was supposed to check during her Veses? She didn't. So now she's supposed to check after. So her Veses ended 6 o'clock tonight. So she should check 8 o'clock. Her husband's coming home at 10. She should check at 8 o'clock. Shalom al Yisrael. What happens if she forgets? As the time goes on, the further and further you go from the end of the Veses, the more likely it is that she bled, and she never noticed that she bled. So says the Shach, now we've got a Chumrah Gabi Chumrah. Not only does she have to check afterwards, and she ushered to her husband, it could be that if she didn't check within a reasonable amount of time, then checking is not going to help her. She's now going to be stuck. Checking is not going to help her. And he says, "Kimaskana samardichi b'shem ayureim." This is the position of the mardichi in the name of the ureim. Wow! So the chumrah doubles as a even bigger chumrah. I think Sfaradim should make the bracha Shlo Asani Ashkenazi after this shach. Why do I say it this way? Why am I dramatizing? Because Chacham Avadya Zatzal would probably joke about this. Because what you have is you have a Gemara, a Tosos, even the Chachmei Ashkenaz. All of them say Vestos de Rabbanan, so you could be Mekel. So then the Ashkenazim are Machmir based on a Svardi Gadol, based on the Rajba, say you need a Bedika. Fine. But now you're going to be Machmir and say that she's going to be Usser because now you have to be Chosh that there was Dam. You don't even have to be Choshish that there's Dam. Vestos are the Rabbanan. That's it. That's probably what Chacham Avadya Zatzal would say about such a thing. But the Ashkenazim have this Diyun. How in the world could Ashkenazim dream up such a Chumrah? So I finally found a Pshat. A geshmak pshat. It's a lumdash pshat. And there's a remez to it in the Beis Yosef. If you take a look in the Beis Yosef, he quotes, in this discussion, a Mordechi quoting the Urayim. I photocopied the Urayim for you. It's at the end of Tes Aleph. So Tes Aleph in the Beis Yosef, you have the Dafka, and then you have Vikosav. In that piece of Vikosav, right before Beis, right before that, about 7-10 lines before it, he says as follows: "Va'af al pi shekasa b'shem re'im." So the Mordechi quotes the Urayim. Re'im is the Urayim. Urayim is the big rave of the day, because we're working on in Gittin in the morning the Shitas HaUrayim about Shmitas Ksafim. That's pretty cool to have in both morning Seder and afternoon Seder worked on the Urayim. Two different Urayims. V'al b'shikas v'shem Urayim, Pirush Rebbe Zera. De'echa de'bot ka'atz mashir ves samach ves le'pirush miyad. B'ha kama rav Torah. Aval im ichra achar vestos afil matzah Torah tmeya. The vestos to araisa. Pirush samchu aleim kilu do araisa. Rabosai, the chachme, Chassidei Ashkenaz found a fascinating chumrah. That even though vestos are derabbanon, and vestos derabbanon should mean safek derabbanon lekula, but it could be that the vestos derabbanon, they were mesaken ke'en daraisa. In other words, vestos derabbanon, does vestos derabbanon mean that you could be mekil, or hafuch, that even though vestos are derabbanon, even though minatora you could be mekil, but chazal were mesaken ke'en daraisa. That's how the Urayim says it. And if you take a look in the booklet, so I have the Urayim photocopied for you, the Kach Kosov Shom, that the Urayim is mach, it says that you treat it as ke'en d'oraisa. So if that's so then in such a case, then it's a Beferish Gemara. The Gemara that says that vestos are d'oraisa, and if you didn't check in the appropriate time, then you have to assume that the period came. Now it becomes a Beferish Gemara. Now obviously, that's a big chiddush. Big chiddush of how do you understand vestos de rabbanan, that's ke'ein d'oraisa, but nevertheless, this is a perish on the Havana. So far, any clarification questions before I take Natan's Ha'ara? So far, so good? Beautiful. Yeah, Rabbi Natan.
It's worse because we're not thinking of it the logical extreme. And really, if we're really something to the right, so even in the second after the essence of Shemar.
Right. How long will you rely?
Why are we giving Ona?
Why are we going to give them even that amount of time? Yeah. Right. In other words, what Rav Natan is pointing out, the Shach goes on, he quotes all these Marmekomos, Maskon Samarachi B'Shem Ureim, it works beautifully, because this is the goof of the Ureim, Sefer Truma, Shari Dura, B'Shem Smak, the Dafke, B'Bot Gatzma, Miyad, Lachaves Toch Shir Veses, Avlo Bot Gatoch Hazman. So the bottom line is that, of course, if she checks B'Toch is going to be Mutter, Avlo B'Shachachachem Bot Gatzma, Tzatora, Tmeya, the Chazaka, Orech B'Zman Oba, V'Nafal Oretz. So what Rav Natan is pointing out is that here we're only being machmir ichra zman kama achar vestas. It's only a little bit that they waited a while. But if they didn't wait a while, if she checked, like an example that I gave, that her vestas was over at 6 o'clock, and she checks at 7 o'clock, even the bach will be mekel. And Rav Natan is arguing that according to Urayim, you might even have to be machmir if you check at 7. So, okay, but the mechanics are those mechanics. That seems to be quite clear. Halacha l'maisa, and then I'll take Shloimi. Halacha l'maisa, take a look at the Chachmas Adam. How are Ashkenazim noeg? And we speculated how Svaradim would be noeg. I think that speculation is valid. For the Chachmas Adam makes a pshara. He says in Siftes Kol Anoshim Chutz Me'elu Kufches Siftes Kol Anoshim Chutz Me'elu Hamesulek Estam Kishiyeh Veses Tzricha Bedika Darmin Chazak Aruch Bezman Abba Al Kapanim Midrabanan Avar Ves V'lo Bat K'vol Argisha Tahora Yesham Deim Tzricha Bedika Klal. That's the Mechaber Yesham Da'afu Bikein Asu Asher Tivdok V'chein Ikar. That's the Rama Mekol Mokom Afilu Shas Azman Ma Achar Zman Vesta Mahani Bedika. And he says, but the Taz already tells us that you could be mekel if not like the shach. V'yesham tzricha livdok tekev. Some say if you didn't do the bedika, then she's going to be a surah. V'akresu placei mekel kadas ha-shulchan aruch. Right. V'kol zeh b'vesak v'vul yom. Okay, that's it. So what seems to be is that the chachmas adam seems to be note l'kula. Dahainu lichatchila for Ashkenazim to check even afterwards. He points out that there is a place that's mekel like the Shulchan Aruch, but I don't think there's anyone out there that's machmir that if she forgets to check, bottom line, for she should check during her Veses for Ashkenazim. She should check during her Veses, both for Ashkenazim and Sfaradim. If her Veses passed for Svaradim, she's Muteres. For Ashkenazim, she's Aser until she's Bodek. But once she's Bodek, she'll be Muter, even if there was a lag of time
that is going to be enough. That's what comes out halacha l'maisa. Good. Rabosa, are we on overload already, or should we push ahead? Rav Natan knows last year, every shiur I would ask that, because that was Isser V'Heter. Every shiur in Isser V'Heter, we were already at overload, an hour and 15 minutes in Nida. It's a little bit lighter. So what you do, Rabosa? Stop here? How many people would prefer to stop? Go ahead.
Keeping on?
No, we're not going to get... We're gonna wrap up most of Kuf, almost entirely finished Kuf Pei Dal. We're not going to start Kuf Pei He. Okay. The next issue that comes up is the Beis Yosef at the end of the Simen. The Beis Yosef in Simen Tes, in Simen Kuf Pei Dalet, discusses Sif Tes in two different places. So you have, at the end of Simen Kuf Pei Dalet, you have Tes Beis. And here we have the second part of the Ona Beinonis. And here, the Beis Yosef begins to speak about a woman who doesn't have a Vesas. Says, let's start with the Tur. The Tur says all the way in the end of Kuf Pei Dalet, V'kasav od, yesh la Vesas shelo kavasa adayin shalosh pamin, v'tachos ma'ona beinonis. What if a woman sees less than 30 days, but not a particular vesas. Kigon. Shirasa me esim chamishu kiyotzadze. Afopi shalo batka. Kivan shalo hergisha bedam tahora below bedika. So the halacha is that she doesn't have a vesas, so she doesn't need a bedika. Says the Beis Yosef. The Rajba says. Afopi shikasav shim yeshla vesas igiyashas vesas urat shetivdok. Hainu daf gibi yeshla vesas kavua. So I alluded to this discussion in the beginning of Kuf Pei Dalet, but it's explicit in the Beis Yosef. And that is the Beis Yosef over here says as follows. He says, a woman who doesn't have a Veses Kavua, she doesn't have to check during her Onas HaVeses. Why? Because she doesn't have a Veses Kavua. However, she will have to check on day 30. And he says a Lomdus. His Lomdus is like this, that a woman who doesn't have a Veses has a Veses. What does that mean? She has a Veses for 30 days. That's when Ona Beinonis is. Ona Beinonis, according to this Shita of the Rajba, this you, if you give a Chabura in Hilchos Nida, this will be an exciting topic. And that is, the Rajba, I'm sure you'll find Rishonim that disagree with this, the Rajba holds that a woman who doesn't have a Veses, her Veses is 30 days. Her Veses is 30 days. What if you do the math? Well, let's see it in Shulchan Aruch. In our Sif Tes, we have the Mechaber put the two things together. He said, "Yeshom shasurat shetivdok im yeshal ves kavua, o shu yom shloshim afal pi sheino kavua." Or you who don't have a veses kavua, you have to check on your own abeinanis. And you're going to be asur until you check, according to the second opinion in the Mechaber. So Rabosai, what emerges in regards to a woman who doesn't have a Vesas? And on day 25, what's halacha on day 25? Does she need to do bedika? What's the halacha? Hey, question A. Does she need to do a bedika? If you hold that she needs to do a bedika,
why would she need to do it?
Oh, why would you? Bechura. The halacha over here was mefurish, that a woman who doesn't have a veses, the halacha is that she... Right. Okay. However, What was the Mechaber saying in the Reisha? The Mechaber in the Reisha said that she's supposed to do a Bedika, and if the Vesis passes and she didn't check, then she's Tahora Labaila. Then she's Tahora Labaila. Then he said a Yesh Omrim that you have to check, and if you don't check during this period of time, then you're going to be Asur Labal. So maybe the halacha is that by Ona Beinanis, if you don't check, then you're Asur. But if it's a Vesa She'ena Kavua, L'chatchila, you still need to check.
What's the difference between a Vesa Beinanis and a Vesa She'ena
Kavua? Vesa She'ena Kavua, they mean as follows. Ona Beinanis is a woman who has a Vesa She'ena Kavua. When I say a Vesa She'ena Kavua and then I say Ona Beinanis in the same sentence, I mean a woman who last time saw an interval of 25 days, she has to be choshesh on the 25th interval, and she has to be choshesh on a beinanis for the 30th day. So now the shaila is, does she need to do bedika on a veses she'ena kavua on day 25? Clearly, the halacha is, she needs to check on day 30, and if she doesn't check day 30, according to the second day on the Mechaber, and according to Rama, she's asur to her husband. But what about day 25? So here we have a Bade HaShulchan. The Bade HaShulchan in Kuf Pei Dalet, in your booklet, Kuf Pei Dalet Nun Ches, he says, Aval Isha She'ein La Kaveses Kavua, Dainu Shalo Kavaso Gimel Pamim, Ein sarach bedika achar onas aveses. Tur b'shem arajba. Sam is 100% correct. At least in the tour. What did the tour say, Rabosai? Yesh lo veses shalo kavasai. This is the tour quoting the Rajba. Vu pachos miona beinanis. Afal pi shalo bodka. Kiman shalo argisha. Tahora b'lo bedika. Simple reading of the tour is fine without any bedika at all. So that's how the Badei HaShulchan starts out. But the Badei HaShulchan continues. But what's the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch? The simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch is that she is asur, a woman that doesn't have Ves Kavua, until she does a bedika when her Ona Beinanis passes. But maybe when it comes to the 25th, that's her Veses She'ena Kavua, then in such a case, maybe she still needs to collect. Oh, Shemitah's up in there. Maybe she still needs to check. Maybe in such a case, she'll need to check. So, just a second. That's what the Badei HaShulchan says in the third line. Let's get the flow. Says the Badei HaShulchan, Aval Isha She'en Lo Veses Kavua. Dahainu Shelo Kavaso Gimel Pamim Ein Tzarech Bedika Acharon Es HaVeses Tor b'shem arajba, v'hine miloshen ha-mechaber kam, but from the mechaber, mashma, to the chatchila miyaz tzricha bedika, ba'ones ha-veses, af veses she'en kavua. To lo hisnehach, dim yesh la-veses kavua, el ha-seifa de-milsa, v'lo ha-resha de-milsa. In other words, from the seifa, all he said was that she's not usur if she doesn't check, until she checks. But maybe she still has to check on the 25th. There's some achronim who are machmir. And he says, and there's some who are mekel. If you take a look at Siyunim Pebez, he has a beautiful raya to the mekilim in Svara. He has a sharp raya for the mekilim. And this is not going to be a shut discussion. We're not going to shut this discussion yet, because we're going to see it also in Kuf Pei Vav. So let's summarize this last diyun. Let me just do the whole summary, and then we'll do your clarification. I apologize.
No.
So the summary goes as follows. The Mechaber says that a woman is supposed to check during her time that her Veses comes. If she doesn't check, the Mechaber's first day holds that she's Muteris. The second day it holds, she's usher until she checks. The Mechaber then goes on and says, and a woman who doesn't have a Veses Kavua, she should check on her own abeinanis. And according to the second opinion, she's usher until she checks. The problem was that the Shulchan Aruch never said that a woman who, for her Vesa Sheina Kavua, in other words, her day 25 again, meaning that a woman last month saw on an interval of 25 days, so now she has to be Choshish for day 25, she also has to be Choshish for her own Abeinanis. So if she doesn't check her own Abeinanis, she's got to check in order to be with her husband. What about checking on day 25? For sure, if day 25 passes, she'll be able to be with her husband. But lichatchila does she need to check? This is a big nafgamina. In Ada Yom Hazeh, in our great yeshiva, there are different opinions. Does she need to check on day 25 in such a case? Does she need to check? So says the Badei HaShulchan, it's mefurish in the Torah that she doesn't, from the Rajba. That the Rajba said that she didn't. Then he says, but the Mechaber doesn't say that. Mechaber doesn't say either direction. So the Badei HaShulchan is known to be one of the suggests, knows to be known as one who suggested the position of the Machmirim, that she has to check on 25, and she has to check on the Ona Beinonis. One more thing before Rav Natan's Ha'ara. I would like to point out a simple Geshmak Alamdus. You ready? Here's a simple Geshmak Alamdus. The Rajba holds that you don't have to check on day 25. Because how did the Rajba hold you look at a woman who has a Veses Sheina Kavua? He says she has a Veses Kavua. It's an Ona Beinonis. So then day 30 is her Veses. So of course, day 25 you don't have to be Choshish. But the speculation of the Achronim to be Machmir is who says the Mechaber goes that way. So then, in such a case, then there's room to say that you could be Mekel, you would have to be Machmir, that if day 25 has passed and you haven't checked, you're still going to need to check. Nahara Nahara Upashte, Kimdumani, that a lot of the world is Machmir in this regard. But there are svaros lekanu lekan. We will not be machria on the shaila yet. We're going to wait till simin kuf pei vav, because this comes up again in simin kuf pei vav. And please remind me to come back as far as this question is concerned. By the way, I just want to emphasize again. According to the Shulchan Aruch, there's no shaila, because according to the Shulchan Aruch, even a woman has a veses kavua. Once the day passes, she doesn't need to, she's not usher to her husband. But the question would be, according to the second day in the Shulchan Aruch, according to Ramah. Yes, Sam?
What was the Badei Shulchan's raya for the Mekilon?
What's his raya for the Mekilon? I didn't say it out. You want to read it together?
No, I heard you say that and then...
Right. No, I said just look in pay base. Yeah, in Tzionim. Yeah.
I didn't think anyone here was talking at 25. I thought that's Kukhev up. I thought here he's talking about if you don't have a best. You need a bedika at all on our opinion. And I thought they were just saying that that's not focus. The Torah says no. This whole simon is saying for isha shema that's a woman looking kuf pei vav about in general. But
you think the whole diun is on the ona beinonis itself?
Right, because that's what they're saying. They're saying that I thought that was bedik and also in the shomar. I mean, the hiyah says. So there, in the Risha, he doesn't make any qualifications. So they're not talking about within...
They're not talking about the within that
talking,
time?
I didn't think they were talking about Kutbeva. Like, I didn't Kutbeva.
Mm-hmm. That's why I said I want to wait to be Machriya.
Right. especially the way the Shulchan Aruch, it would create problems in the Shulchan Aruch, I think. The way he passed him Kutbeva and the way he passed him here. If that was not Shulchan Aruch, if in the Risha, then that would be a zero. I thought here he was just saying... Because, Rabbi said, "At Pisha Shein the best of everyone." And Shalosh Rabbas of Yom Ha'in. Insert Bedika Achar Unas Habeses. Should say insert Bedika Besoch Habeses.
No, but the question is, what type of maybe the number 25 is a little controversial. What happens if she saw last on 33, not on 25, 33? So she has to be choshesh for ona beninus, and then she has to be choshesh for day 33, right? So what happens if now she checked? She did fine. She checked her ona. She did a bedika her ona beninus. She was clear. Day 33, does she now need to check? And is she asura if she doesn't check? Two questions.
It's very different from Kufay Vav. Kufay Vav, the question is...
No one here knows, myself included, Kufay Vav out of self. Let's put...
Does she need a bdika every single time before Tash Hashanah?
Right.
This is saying, are we choshesh for any vessels for Yisha Sheim vessels?
So you're saying it's a Dover Pasha, because there is a Rajba. The Rajba by us talks about within 30 days. So I agree with you. 25 is a little bit more complicated. But again, do you need to check on 33?
What's 33?
Last Haflager. Her last Haflager was 33.
Right, that might be.
That's our show. Okay,
yeah.
So the, no.
Sorry, the 25.
Like 25. I'm sorry. I put a red flag in front of a bull. So you're right. 25 is a different diun. I agree and I disagree with you. 25 is the same diun, but you're right. With 25, there's another diun in Kuf Peva.
I understand.
So 33. So 33. That's our. So that's our shayla. I still hold that you could be. You're right that there's another reason to be makel on 25. But 33. So on 33.
25 specifically, or is any day before
anything before Beinus. And that gets involved with this Beis Yosef, later, the Hemshech of the Beis Yosef. So just again, clarity is very, very important. Natan, I agree and disagree with him. I agree with him that there are some who are makel for another reason on 25. But so then let's just talk about, but could be your machmer. If you're machmer, then what I said is all correct. But so let's talk about 33. So now the shaila is, do you say that once the ona beinus becomes her veses, so then in such a case, then 33 is not going to have the halacha that if she doesn't check, she's going to be a surah labayla, or do you say that same halacha applies? Okay? I got excited. I said 25 because I wanted to show that in Kuf Pei Vav there's another angle to it. But you're right, that creates... okay. All right. There are a couple of important details in regards to Bedika, but we've really gone late right now. So, Mirtz Hashem, a few more details of Bedika. I'll put a Mirtz Hashem. I'll put again on the Mar Mekomos for Mirtz Hashem Monday. But I want you to see that at the end of the booklet. I would like you to start Kuf Pei Hei. Kuf Pei Hei is not long. We should be able to do it in one day, and then we will get to Kuf Pei Vav. And then once we get the Kuf Pei Zayin, that's a real... Kuf Pei Vav is going to take a little bit of time. Very important klalim. Kuf Pei Zayin is a woozy. The dinim of Makkah, their Pisrei Tshuvas go on forever. And then we're going to, Mirtz Hashem, get to Vestos. And I'm going to go with your maskana, Mirtz Hashem. I think it's a great idea that the week I'm away, again, that will be Mirtz Hashem. Halavai, the whole yeshiva should come here. Slowly, the whole yeshiva is coming here. But I think your idea is a very good idea that we'll have that's the week of Parshas Lech Lecha, so we'll have Chazara during at least one for a week during that time.